Now, we've made our way into, obviously, one of the food areas here, and we're delighted to be able to speak to...
Jackie Kitson.
From Farmhouse Direct, Jackie.
That's correct.
See, I can see what's actually sort of emblazoned upon your person, so that's great stuff there. Share with us, how's the event been so far? And, well, first of all, talk to us about Farmhouse Direct.
Well, we're based in Bransby, which is in between York and Helmsley, so not too far away. It's a local event. We always enjoy coming here, especially with the weather's been so good, kind to us this year. We make handmade rare breed pies on the farm, so everything's used rare breed pork, all the best ingredients, and then we put different toppings on, and they're always a great hit here for people to come and take them on the cross country course to take them home. So very popular.
One of the great things I always find about events like this is that the quality of the food is so wonderful, and also you put something really crucial together about the notion of it's think farmyards rather than food miles, because it's locally sourced material.
Yeah, everything in the food hall here, it's a really nice, there's only sort of 9-10 of us, but everything's, you know, top quality, and some really nice products in here for people to take home, which is nice and local.
Ed?
Tell our listeners about what I'm looking at now, some of these amazing combinations of ingredients that you've got in the pies that are available this year.
Okay, we've got this one here, which is made with rare breed pork, and then it's topped with a homemade onion marmalade, and then a Lancashire cheese on the top, which is absolutely divine. And then we have one here with cider apple chutney on the top, and another one that's got freshly chopped leeks and a Cropwell Bishop Stilton on the top of there. So that's very, very... very nice.
You see, it was only a few hours ago we were doing our regular weekly link with our editor of Waitrose Food, William Sitwell, who's a regular with our show, etc. And I think actually, Jackie, we need to introduce you to William, because clearly the quality is there throughout.
Absolutely, definitely.
The way you actually describe that, fantastic stuff. In terms of obviously the local material that's actually there, where else will you be going as far as the season's concerned? Will we, for instance, see you at the Great Yorkshire Show?
Yeah, we'll be at the Great Yorkshire Show. We do a lot of events. We're at the South of England as well this week down in Sussex. We do Burley Horse Trials, Blenheim. We're over at Badminton. So, you know, every weekend we're in a different place.
Lincolnshire Show?
We don't do Lincolnshire.
Outrageous.
And we're at Cheshire, and it clashes with Cheshire. Yeah. And we've done Cheshire for the last 15 years, so...
Loyalty, that's the key thing.
Yeah.
If people are looking to get in touch with the award-winning Farmers and Butchers Farmhouse Direct, is there a website?
There is. It's www.farmhousedirect.com.
There we are. And I'm just sort of thinking, Ed is working extraordinarily hard here in every sense of the word. Do you think he deserves a taste of one of these?
I think he deserves a pie, definitely.
So what would you actually... I mean, it's his first ever official location report with the midweek drive as far as horse trials are concerned. He's worked with us before, obviously, a number of sort of things. What would you think would be ideal?
I think the onion marmalade and Lancashire cheese would be good.
Okay, all right, well, we'll do that. We'll get the photo shoot soon. For the moment, Jackie, many thanks indeed.
Thank you.
Now, one of the things about, obviously, the quality that you get within Branham is clearly the quality of food exhibitors. I think, Ed, you've already sort of sensed that from this particular food environment.
Yeah, it's in the air and lots of goodly people around, and none other than the Cherry Tree, whose stall I think we're at right now.
The Cherry Tree.
Indeed.
Welcome
to the Cherry Tree.
I feel as though, I was almost having a Nick Cave moment there, but that's Fruit Tree, and that's a different line entirely. So, your name?
My name's Rob Clayton from the Cherry Tree.
Okay, Rob, obviously you were speaking with Jackie earlier, and very delighted to say these are locally sourced foods, bringing the best of Yorkshire to the world and a variety of other things. Describe what we've got here.
We've got a comprehensive range of chutneys and pickles. We've got some authentic cheddar cheeses that have got unusual blends. And obviously we have a range of sweet products, curds, jams and marmalades to go with as well. And a combination of all three is the perfect thing for Bramham.
I see you in many ways as being the midfield dynamo here, because you are fixed in the centre of this food tent area, which means that actually, you know, sight lines, this is the first thing that people normally sort of would say, yeah, that's it, I want one of those jars.
Yeah, we have an unusual shape to our stall. Most people are very squared off, rectangular, whereas we have a nice curved shape, which means that people remember us, it's sort of first in mind because of the unusual shape. However, because of that, we tend to like to try and get access from more than just the front side, because with the curved shape, we like people to get around both sides. So the central location works perfectly for us.
already getting the gathering of all sorts of things here.
The gathering of the clams, yeah, absolutely.
It's good. I mean, this is, again, the critical thing, and I can guarantee that probably in a day or so from now, you probably won't be able to move for people actually sort of gathering around this area.
I do the first day. My wife does the 3 days when it's busy, so I have the easy day.
Sure. Talk us through some of the things we've actually got here, because you've got some amazing flavours.
Yeah, we've got... We try and do... Obviously, when people are looking for products of our nature, they want a combination of the traditional. So we've got the traditional Yorkshire Piccalilli. We do a nice real ale chutney, which is, of course, Yorkshire-based Ploughman's. And then we've got some wild and wonderful flavours as well, with Indian spices, different fruits. And then on the jam side, likewise, again, we try and put the traditional with the unusual, and that's how people remember us. So something for everybody.
Quite right, too. Something for a lad from Lincolnshire who was a fine presenter for Phoenix in Essex and now is actually doing an MA in community radio. That would be Ed Wellman. What do you think he should try?
Ooh, it depends what his taste is. What's your taste? Do you like it a little bit lively?
Oh, well, there we are. Many's the woman who said the same thing.
Oh, another program in there. Safe but lively.
How about that? Let me find one.
All right, there we are, you see. And I'm sort of heading through this. This is... extraordinary thing here, the wonderful traditional stick tasting thing coming through this.
It's our most popular chutney by some distance, and it's a spicy tomato and caramelised onion. So it's a tomato base, quite sweet, but with just a little bit of a kick to it. Nothing too silly, like a medium flavour in terms of sharpness.
This could be crucial, of course, to the future of the company.
Yeah, this is it, this is it. We could finish us here and now.
No pressure, Ed, but...
There's loads in that, isn't there? There's a real breadth of taste, and it's still changing now.
Yeah. All the chutneys that we do, and the jams as well, you get a multitude of flavours, and they don't all hit you at once. So, proper ingredients, you know, no cheap additives, just full of product. And then what you get is you get the infusion of flavours, one after the other after the other. People are still tasting it 3 or 4 minutes after they first tried it. And they have a different taste.
Is that one of your most populars, I would
guess? It's the most popular singular one, which is why I wanted you to try it. Because I knew I couldn't really go wrong with that.
Playing it safe, going well. The show season, as we say, very much underway now. Will you be at the Lincolnshire show? Will it be at the Great Yorkshire show? What are the sort of seasons?
Yeah, we do. The season really runs from Easter to Christmas, really. We're fortunate because we get the summer season and we get the Christmas season because of the nature of the beast as well. We'll be at Lincolnshire in a week or two's time, then the Great Yorkshire in July, weather permitting, of course.
So you see, at Lincoln, we've already been commissioned on behalf of, obviously, the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society to be the official social tweeters. Now, we've got a whole range of folk, many of whom are even more, amazingly enough, glamorous than Ed and myself, which is...
Surely not.
It's a tough call, but there you are. But I'm sure that we were talking actually yesterday with Amelia Highfield from the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society about, obviously, the food hall environment and things from that point of view. I feel we should actually set the team out to actually go and visit you and make sure they make a beeline for you.
I'd be delighted to welcome them. They can try any of our products as well at the same time.
What do you think, Ed? Do you think? Because I know you're going to be press stewarding for this time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Have you got a Twitter handle, sir?
I don't. I have a personal one, but not a business one. Do you know, because of the nature of the beast, the hours that it takes on Twitter, or the perceived hours that it would take to keep me up to speed with what's happening, I think it'd be a full-time job for me, to be honest with you.
I'm sure we could let you borrow a student for a few years.
And I'm an old man now. You know, technology is getting a bit beyond me, so perhaps I ought to learn and adapt quickly. Because a lot of people do use it very successfully.
We look forward to tweeting on your behalf at the Lincolnshire show and making sure that people check out the cherry tree. Presumably you'll be in the food hall?
We'll be in the food hall. FC4 is our stand, so the fourth stall on the left as you walk in, same position every year, we'll be there.
It's wonderful. So I cannot believe we haven't connected with you in pre. I can only imagine it's because of the popularity that you've been blocked out with all sorts of.
I've just been too busy. That's all. I've been too busy. You've caught us at a good time. First morning in Brabham, nice and quiet.
Precisely. It's been a genuine delight. And yeah, we look forward to catching up with you at Lincoln and presumably the Great Yorkshire Show as well.
Absolutely, we'll be there. Nice to meet you too, guys. Enjoy.
You know, the great thing about sponsors, they are wonderful folk, but when you get such a fantastic individual as Dodson and Horrell, the company that is, you go to marketing. Then they say nutritionists. Let's go to marketing first. Your name.
Annalise,
you have actually done the classic marketing, little vault fast, and I have to say congratulations by saying, that's nutrition, you want so-and-so. So who are we going to introduce to us?
We're going to introduce Sarah Rusby.
Sarah, what's your official role within Dodson & Horrell?
I'm the area manager for the north of England.
Okay. Now, clearly we cover shows at Badminton, Burley, we've got a Great Yorkshire Show coming up, which is getting more and more equine entries on an annual basis, really. And at the Lincolnshire Show, of course, we have Jive Pony with equine gymnastics in there. But, as with a good car, you need good fuel. Presumably that's at the heart of the Dodson and Horrell message.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the good nutrition into the horses is going to make them perform better. It's going to make the, you know, for these show hunters, what the classes what we're sponsoring, it's going to make the skin and coat look a lot better, the muscle tone look a lot better. So, yeah, definitely the nutrition's at the heart of it.
So what is it in particular? I mean, I could appreciate you saying, no, I can't give away that secret ingredient. It's like sort of, you know, putting in this. But what is it in particular that sort of marks out the quality of the nutritional product that you put together?
Well, all of our feeds are free from prohibited substances, so that's the main thing for people competing at this sort of level. So they know that they can compete under rules without being, you know, failing dope tests. And certainly the quality of the ingredients which we use, we only use really high quality raw materials in all of our feeds.
You've reached and raised a really important point there without going down to Newmarket and Godolphin and the whole sort of situation with respect to that. But I mean, that is something we're so aware of these days, that when it comes to, obviously, I mean, these are highly trained beasts that actually go out there, and obviously horse and rider, they work through that. But you can't sort of start mucking around saying, yes, well, we'll just take this piece, that piece, etc. You've got to make sure that it's legal, and then obviously it is nutrition.
Absolutely, and there's so many companies out there which don't actually guarantee the feeds or the supplements, whereas
no names.
Yeah, no, whereas we do actually guarantee the whole of our range, and yeah, it's a very important thing, especially, you know, the people who are competing in the 3-day event. It's you know, of utmost importance to them.
So clearly, here we got your William Fox Pitch, you've got your Zara Phillips, and so on and so forth, etc. Got a range of very sort of folk. Do they, as riders, often say, actually, this is something which is important?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we get all the top riders will come onto the stand and ask for, you know, advice on feeding the horses, as well as, you know, the general public who come and ask us, you know, how to feed their hairy pony in a field. You know, they all need really good quality nutritionists, no matter whether they've got a hairy Shetland pony or a top 3-day event horse.
Strange as it may seem, we at Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting, at least the midweek drive for Siren FM, do actually have a horse that we've adopted called Beedie, who's 22-year-old, just actually foaled. She's just actually given birth to a foal. We found that out from Minty, etc., Minty Steed, our regular correspondent. You mentioned the hairy pony in the field. Presumably it's quite hairy. I haven't actually seen the foal myself as yet. But again, from the domestic market, somebody who's actually just being looked after, that it's also important that Dodson and Horrell and that nutrition is there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the majority of you know, leisure riders, the horses tend to be overweight, so even from us selling feed, they need to make sure that they're actually using the right type of feed for their horse, so they're giving the horse the right feed for the workload that they're actually doing with the horse, so that we don't have this big obesity crisis in horses, and which causes them to have a painful condition called laminitis. So
you don't want horses becoming couch potatoes. Certainly not. Ed.
Sarah, I'm looking at your pasture mix, which is 25 years old, I believe.
It is.
And you've got a bit of a competition going at the moment to find the best-looking horse or pony to be the face of the new mix bag.
See, the seamless way we moved from nutrition to marketing there. We'd almost bring back Annalise, but she's taking photographs at present.
yes, we're looking for a new horse to go on the front of our pasture mix bag. It has been going 25 years, so it's a real established brand, stocked everywhere, so it'd be quite a high prestige thing for somebody to actually win the competition.
As Beedie is 22, maybe we should enter a photograph of Beedie, you know, our little Southside adopted pony.
I think so, yes, definitely. Just go onto our Facebook page and put a photograph of Beedie on there, and she will be considered by our panel of judges.
There we are. Make sure you actually get the horse supposed to myself, because it's often confused. I don't think so. The Choice for a Lifetime, official supplier, of course, of nutrition to the British equestrian team. That actually is something we should have mentioned right at the start. I mean, that actually probably is a wonderful kite mark of excellence and quality that you must be very pleased with.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we supplied, you know, the feed into the Olympics last year, as well as all the horses that go out competing all over the world. We ship to Hong Kong, right across the world we're supplying feed for horses, as well as all the Queen's horses. We do have the Royal Warrant as well, so again, it's as high quality as you can possibly get.
And from your own perspective, in terms of the scientific nature behind this, was this an area you always felt you wanted to work in, you know, as a young lady, probably 2 or 3 years ago? Did you go to the careers office and say, I want to work for Dodson and Horrell?
I always wanted to work with horses. I've always had an interest in horses. I've always had horses all my life, so that's where my interest originally lay. But I did feed pasture mix when I was from being really small, so probably actually 25 years ago when it first actually started, I might have been one of the first users. So yeah, I've always used the Dodson and Horrell brand, so yeah, it was definitely the company I wanted to work for.
Genuine endorsement. We've still got a couple of other photographs to take. I noticed that it's been like doing an interview with the paparazzi behind, what with respect to Ed and Annalise, etc. So you photo all sorts of things, etc. I think you go extremely well.
Thank you very much.